I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Additional witness testimony is expected today in the federal trial of a former Madison police officer accused of using excessive force during a police stop. Former officer Eric Parker is facing charges of civil rights violations after he seriously injured an Indian grandfather. His trial is scheduled to continue today in Huntsville. This past February, police investigating a call about a suspicious person in a suburban neighborhood encountered Suresh Bay Patel. They had difficulty communicating with Patel, and they eventually slammed the man to the ground face first. Parker says Patel resisted officers and put his hands in his pockets. Patel denied that claim yesterday through an interpreter, saying he speaks very little English and he couldn't understand what officers were saying when they stopped him. Parker's defense had argued that his actions were unfortunate but appropriate given the circumstances, but Parker's colleague, Madison officer Charles Spence, testified that the maneuver used to take Patel down was completely unnecessary and that Patel didn't appear to pose any threat or resistance. Law enforcement is set to secure the Alabama-Tennessee state line through Labor Day. Alabama and Tennessee's state patrols are teaming up for the Hands Across the Border effort. Jeffrey Rice is the captain of the North Precinct, the Huntsville Police Department. He says the purpose of implementing the program is to promote driving safety.
The purpose of Hands Across the Border is to work as a collective law enforcement unit to address drunk driving, drug driving, and seatbelt usage. And this is a collaborative effort. The Alabama State Troopers, the Tennessee Highway Patrol, Huntsville Police Department, Madison County Sheriff's Department.
The effort will run through September 7th throughout the state of Alabama. Those in the Research Park area of Huntsville will have more dining choices starting today. The city of Huntsville has passed an ordinance that allows for food trucks to operate in Research Park from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Andrew Judge is the owner of Sugar Bell Cupcake Truck. He says although the ordinance is a good start, there's still more to be done for food trucks and for the people of Research Park.
So yeah, there's still a couple things we would love to see kind of move around to make it easier for people to access food trucks. And that's really the way it's been. We're just trying to respond to what customers have asked us, where they want to see us set up so that they can reach us and we can do business.
Judge thinks the new policy might lead to future food truck events and maybe even a designated area for the trucks to operate. And a German auto parts manufacturer, Rehau, has opened its first technical center in North America in Cullman, Alabama. Now your forecast.
Good Thursday morning to you. Turns out to be a hot day today. Partly sunny, the chance for a stray shower storm this afternoon. The risk of rain for any one spot at about 20%. Same deal for Friday. Most areas will stay dry. If you get a shower storm, it's not going to last long. A slightly better chance for scattered storms this weekend. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.